I want to welcome everybody to this morning's edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your illustrious host, and with me this morning, we're going to jump right into things so we can get to hearing from this wonderful gentleman. And my email, I mentioned that who has played hard to get, eluded me over the years, well, at least the last few months. And what's been interesting is that Chris has been widely requested by several people to be on this call because, well, I guess he's a popular guy. Well, all around, just a wonderful guy. But Chris Gallo hails from Houston, Texas. And Chris and I have known each other, well, for quite a while. I remember the days when Chris would do a wellness preview and bring, you know, two or three suitcases full of technical, analytical information to support all the claims that we shared in our testimonies about these products. And fortunately, for Chris's sake and for everybody else's sake, we've come a long way. So, Chris, I want to welcome you to the call this morning.
Thanks, Vance. I appreciate you inviting me.
Thank you for being here. Chris, take us back to how it all got started, because, you know, with that kind of introduction, people think, oh, boy, get ready for a snoozer, because this guy's going to bore us with technical information.
That's right. Well, it's been a great journey. You know, the journey is the fun part, you know, not the destination. But, you know, I'm for those who don't know, I'm from corporate America. I have a master's degree in finance. So I started out my career as a consultant for a group here in Houston where I actually consulted medical doctors. Then I got recruited from that firm to a firm out of Boston where we traveled around the country and we bought and sold big high-rise buildings like Chicago and New York and San Francisco, those kind of places. And then one of the guys that bought a building, we became real good friends, and he kind of recruited me back and became a partner in a group of companies back in Houston. And I worked a lot. Now, I'm sure that a lot of people on the phone call here has worked a lot before. And you would know what I mean.
A more adult than we have.
Something like that. So I was working 5 days, 6 days, 7 days a week, and I got really stressed out. And someone told me about these Neekin technologies way back when, like 13, 14 years ago. And I just had great results, and that's not why I'm doing the business, but that's how I got introduced. And I just had great results for myself, and then I got some technologies for my mom and dad, had great results, and I started looking into it. And so that's how I got started and at least had an introduction into the Neekin technologies.
Now, were you introduced directly by Greg and Lori Rooney, or was there another link in there?
Actually, there was another link there. I was the CFO, the CEO of the company. Had a friend that used the technologies, and he knew about them. He told me about them, and so I just happened to pop in on one of these wellness previews because I really needed to sleep. I could not sleep at all, and if anyone online has not been able to sleep, if you do that over months and months, you know that you don't feel very well. And so I would do anything, and so I bought it. And so Greg really didn't know me, but now he does.
Now, as I asked that question, I remember, was it Jeff Allen who was that?
Jeff Allen, that's it.
And he actually sponsored you and then went to, was it Liberia?
Africa. He went to Africa.
For a while, short time to do, I can't remember what it was, he was going over there. Whether it was missions or work-related or what, but he kind of fell out of the system and you rolled right up to Greg and Lori.
Hey, Greg Rooney, in fact, I tried to call him. I just couldn't catch him. I could not contact Jeff. There's just no way. He was just out of pocket somewhere in Africa. And it was really not good communication where he was anyway, so that's what happened. Mm-hmm. But he's still involved, and he's on his way to a platinum position, even though he's a very successful business owner.
Okay, and he's now in your organization.
That's correct.
So it's kind of gone full circle.
That's it.
The messenger has now become part of your group. Take us back to that. When you obviously had great results with the sleep system. Now, was it an overnight thing, or it take weeks, months?
No, it was like a 45-day, 60-day thing that I saw really good results. And you have to understand, I came from. I was not in good shape. I was not a healthy person 14 years ago.
Okay.
I mean, I'm light years from where that was. I'm much healthier today than I've ever been.
Okay. And probably feeling younger than you did 14 years ago.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm 20 years younger.
And was it one of those experiences that so many of us have that, you know, you get the product experience and all of a sudden, wow, I got to check out this business?
Well, yeah, you know, my background is analytical. So what I did is I did my own little analysis kind of thing that I used to do for other companies. And I was just real impressed with Neekin. I mean, I was very impressed with the D&B rating and the management and where they were heading. I really liked the industry, even 13, 14 years ago, they would call it alternatives. I just thought that was a big industry. Now it's just like exploding. So it was really an interesting thing. And that's like the reason I got involved with the business is because of the direction the company was heading and the significance of the company.
And it was quite a bit. I mean, you talk about being impressed with the company back then, and even now today, especially, and we'll talk more about this in a bit, being in Mexico at the Leadership Summit and seeing that, and you got to actually be one of the token speakers up on the stage, so you got to see a whole different perspective backstage. And I've been back there before, and I know the integrity of these guys, and that what we see on the stage is the same thing that's taking place backstage. It's not like there's any, you know, power plays going on, and oh, we got to do this, and we got to get them jacked up about this. It just doesn't take place because it's just not who they are. So, was it immediately, or you know, we're talking again 14 years ago that you just started talking to people? I know your sister Carly came on board and was a kind of a big part of your organization, and now we had them with us a few weeks ago. Was Pat and Susan Truax, who are new diamonds, and even as platinums hit, were in the top five, if not.
Oh, absolutely.
Were they in the top 10 business builders in North America in that business?
Oh, absolutely. They were very strong platinums, and in fact, I think they're one or two or three strongest platinums in the country. Mm-hmm. And of course, they just went diamond, and they have a very strong organization. So, kudos to them. Mm-hmm. For what they've been able to accomplish. But it's, that's one of the things I really like about the company is the credibility of the people involved. We tend to attract really quality, high quality. You know, I'm more excited today, Vince, than I've been since I've been involved with this. And this is the first network company I've ever been involved with. It's amazing where we've come from. 14 years ago, but what's more amazing and what's even scary in some ways is where we're going to go in the next 10 years, because this industry is absolutely exploding. And, you know, we keep talking about and we keep comparing where we are, and some people talk about where Microsoft was when they started it, but I see a great comparison here, and I really believe that we're going to exceed even management's expectations where we're going to be going between now and the next 5 years.
Now, Chris, how can you say that coming from corporate America, and there's always that, you know, people have this tinge of, oh, network marketing, and this was your first, so you were a newbie or a probie to the industry when you came on board with Neekin. But a lot of people from the corporate America side will say, yeah, you know, that network marketing, that's just, you know, one level above purse snatching. I mean, we've all heard the terms, and it's because of, you know, their second uncle once removed whatever was involved in some company that went south. And yet, I mean, talking to you right now, one would get the impression that you've been part of this industry your whole entire life, but that is definitely not the case.
That's not the case. Well, you know, when I first looked at the company, I didn't really look at it as being a network marketing company. I looked at it on the merits of the industry it was in and where it was in that industry. To me, network marketing is just a way of distributing products. What you really have to look at is the company and the technology and the industry that, you know, it's in. And it's in an exploding industry, even back 14 years ago. Now, if you fast forward here, I'm not alone in this concept. I mean, everybody knows Robert Kiyosaki. I mean, he wrote The Business School. Now, he doesn't do network marketing right now. He promotes financial success, that kind of thing. But he really, he wrote the whole book, The Business School, because people had asked him, would you recommend it? And if you go in his book, I mean, the first chapter is, why do I recommend network marketing? And he's one of the most read authors in the world. So why would he put his reputation on the line if he thought that network marketing wasn't a clear and true form of doing business? You know?
No.
And, go ahead.
No, 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 no. And that, and that's one of the many, many. You've got Paul Zane, Pilzer.
Pilzer.
The list goes on and on of people who literally have put their credibility on the line for this industry and for what's going on. Let's look at where things have transgressed today. And a lot of people, one of the most inspirational stories for me in the Neekin, you know, lineage is the story of Morten and Cecil Anderson, who, you know, they were looking, and here were business-minded people who had several businesses, several regular conventional businesses in the country of Norway, and happened to be in Houston at a business, a trade show or something like that, and then stumbled upon one of your folks that had a booth, and share that story, how that all got started and what they did as far as setting a precedent as far as the growth of Neekin internationally through Norway.
Right. Well, actually, that happened, the business show actually happened in Dallas. We actually are from Houston, but we did a show in Dallas, and it was a business show. And Morten came over from Norway looking for products that he could take back to Norway. I don't know, there's probably were 300 vendors at the show. And after, and he's very analytical, if you know Morten, he's very analytical. So he looked at everything, alright? So he went around to all the booths and kept on coming by our exhibit. And, one of the people there, was talking to him and then brought him over to me. We started talking and he says, you know, Chris, I really like the technologies. Of course, I can't do the accent thing. But I really like the technology. Really. But he said, I really like the technologies. I want to take these back to Norway. I said, well, that's fine, but we're not in Norway right now. I said, I would love to do that. He goes, I know we're not. That's why I'm going to take them back.
So kind of a pioneering spirit, so to speak.
Absolutely. He was going to do it no matter what. So it was always, long story short, is over a period of 2 years, we had several conversations with the management team and European operations. And actually, it was about 18 months later that we opened Norway. And yeah, I think he still holds a record for the first month's volume worldwide. And from there, it's just gone, you know, he's done really well.
Sure. And if I remember correctly, they literally went back with just a couple, few pair of mag steps and started doing in-house before Neekin was officially open. And then what was it in that first month of the official?
Oh, the official, right, that's right.
Yeah, it was like over $400,000 in that first
year. Yeah, it was about $350,000.
Yeah, okay, so it was a lot.
It was a lot, but you know what? They've been talking to a lot of people, and they knew a lot of people, and we went over there and talked to a whole bunch of people before the official opening, and so they were really organized when it opened.
They laid some groundwork before that.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, that's not typical. I mean, that's unique, and but the real key of this, and it's not how much volume they did and all that. What's more important is that you have a business people looking at this that say this is viable. This is, people need what we have. That's what's important, you know. And it's not just in this country; it's all over the world. And and that's one. But you know, there's I have another diet organization, separate leg in the Netherlands, and Dutch people are very, very analytical as well, and very astute. In fact, Dutch people are some of the best business people in the world, and have strong organizations throughout Netherlands as well. So it's and throughout Europe. So it's really amazing where we've come from. But I will say this, Vince. Of all the countries out there, you know, markets go up and then they flatten out and they go up and that kind of thing. I think we've done amazing. The company has done amazingly to stay where we are, and now we're on the uptrend during a down cycle. Since 2000, the whole world has been in a down cycle up to about 18 months ago. Companies have gone out of business believe we're the strongest company out there and the largest of our type providing the wellness technologies. And if anyone who's in Beacon now who has been and says, is timing right now, it's never been better. And so I would strongly encourage anyone online that's been at Beacon or just now looking at Beacon that this is the perfect timing. Don't take my word for it. Look at the Paul Van Pilzer book, Next Billion, The Cost of Being Sick by Nicholas Webb. Any of these guys, the books that talk about why we're in the perfect place. So I'm more excited than I've ever been, and it's really interesting.
And it's still early in the morning, even in Texas. So,
yes, it is. I'll tell you what.
What was it like being in Mexico? Let's fast forward to today. There's one other comment I wanted to make about the Dutch, and which is fascinating because of all the European countries, the people of Holland have the shortest life expectancy. And
yep.
this is a discovery. So that, I mean, here's a country of people that they just absolutely need what Beacon has as far as our technologies. And I've been to Europe several times, and we spent time in Amsterdam and with friends there. But it's almost like a destructive lifestyle that Europeans always look healthier than we do as Americans, just because of size, that being at their ideal weight. However, because of lifestyle, because of some of the other things that are going on, that just it's a huge market. But fast forwarding back to today, a couple weeks ago, we were in Cancun, Mexico, La Vida Beacon, and had the privilege of being a part of the 2007 Leadership Summit. And Chris, you and I have been to lots of events, lots of conventions, and there's big expos and big things there. There was something, and I'm still trying to wrap my fingers around it, because even here 2 weeks later, usually you go to an event, and then you can see the skid marks of people that were coming to the event that really weren't all that impressed about being there. This was definitely unique in that the people who were there were definitely wanted to be there because they either qualified for it or they made arrangements somehow to get there. But usually by the following week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at best, a lot of that excitement has waned, and we get back in our normal routines. For you, what made that event unique in what's carrying on? Because we're seeing it in the results. The people that were not there, the excitement has become extremely contagious, and we're seeing literally stuff happen at an accelerated rate, literally in the last 2 weeks. And so for you, what was it like being there? And again, I know we're never supposed to compare camp. You go to this summer camp, and you're not supposed to compare it to the previous one. But hey, they continue to get better. And so, what if you could, sum it up? What was unique and different about La Vida Beacon compared to any other event that you've been at?
Well, that's an interesting point that you're bringing up here. A lot of times we go to an event, we think it's the event itself, and I thought that the event itself was awesome. All right. But you know what? I don't really know if this event per se, how the stage and everything was unique. What I think was unique was the vision that came out of this because where we are now. Okay? I was talking about this a little bit on the stage, and that is, if you can match up the vision of where Negan's heading and the vision of where the market's heading, and then combine that with where people want to go today, because of a lot of factors. Now, people are not happy right now, in the most part. They're not happy with their job. They're not happy with having no freedom. They're not happy because they can't be with their families. And they're having to work twice as hard to make the same kind of income they were making 5 years ago. So there's a lot of factors. The industry is exploding right now. Vision, Beacon's vision is just unbelievably big. The management team is really focused now. Our technologies, the new technologies we're coming out with, like the OsteoDense, is right on target for the marketplace. If you combine all of that, I just think everybody got the feeling, and it's a feeling, all right? I don't know if you can point to something. It's not a tangible, it's an intangible. The feeling is that we're in the right place at the right time. Everybody sees the vision as a collective group, and we're going to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's interesting because I hearing Terry Latham as our, you know, Wellness Consultant of the Year share on Monday night on his call, he literally, I think Aaron probably had to shove him into the garage because his excitement level was about ready to explode. But he kept coming back to that one fact that, you know, we have everything in place. That being in the 21st century, where, I mean, you were, I alluded to this, that, you know, you used to do the wellness reviews and come with the suitcases for technical information. And I'm guessing you probably don't do that anymore, right?
No, I don't, actually.
and, you know, if somebody really needed that, it's just a mouse click away, literally.
That's it.
So much information online, and Nikan has brought it all in house. And that, you know, hey, and I just became aware of one of our diamonds, Martha Herring, who put together a 7.5 minute or so introductory, like a big picture call. And it's just, I listened to it the other day, and it's absolutely just blown away that, you know, everything's so concise for this fast paced society. But you're touching on something that there really is. Right now, that, and we've heard that statement before, never been a better time. And where do you think, because Chris, you and I are not part of the baby boomer generation, at least I don't think you are. Well, you look young enough not to be a part of it.
I'll agree with that.
we know that every 8 seconds here in North America alone, looking at the North American America, in the United States, every 8 seconds another person turns 60, and they have been since 2006. So we're going into the second year of this explosion of people hitting an age that they don't want to be old, they don't want to be poor, they don't want to be a greeter at Walmart. Oh, even though some people really enjoy that, they don't. That's not what they want to do. They really want to enjoy life to the fullest and have the energy to be able to do that. And then also have the finances to do that. So based on what we've been talking about, we literally are poised for a huge explosion. And Bob Richards made it pretty clear in Mexico that we need to do our part, because everything, and we've kind of, the North American wellness consultants have been kind of taking the back seat to expansion and growth. And you got people like the Andersons in Norway, and then you look at other countries where things are happening at an accelerated rate, and I know in Australia the same thing. Looking ahead to Orlando next year, and then 2010, which will be our 35-year anniversary, how imperative is it for us? And I saw the announcement in 2 days ago in the email that Nikan's going to be announcing an incentive to get to Mexico, get to Orlando, and they put together this great California Silver Rush. Be able to go out at Nikan's expense. Let them pick up for the hotel for any new silvers on the next 3 months, October, November, and December. How imperative is it? I mean, for you, I know that as a leader, it's great to go to an event, but it's even more fun to be there with your people. And you had several people in Mexico. How imperative is it for you as a leader to literally not sell Orlando, but make it a mainstay, an absolute priority for your people to be at that event?
Well, first of all, I want to lay the premise that, you know, of all the countries that are out there right now, you know, I usually kind of have a tendency to move in countries where I think the market's the hottest. And right now, worldwide, wellness is just a great industry to be in. But I think of all the countries, the market that is growing the fastest and the greatest momentum right now is the U.S. And that hasn't always been the case, but now it is. To me, Orlando is a destination, it's not the journey. What's the fun part is the journey. So what I've been doing since Mexico, alright, is I've been meeting with my key leaders and coming up with a plan of action of getting as many people to Orlando as possible. Now, the only thing we can do that is to meet with all of our key people and the people that really want to expand this concept of wellness and helping protect our families and our breadwinners and really come up with a plan that for them, that's something that they can do. Not, see, if it's my objective and I say, I want you to do this, it's not as strong as if they said, this is what I want to do. And So I want everybody to look at this and say, okay, this is where I want to go, and we will help every person get where they want to go and match up strategies so it matches their schedule, matches their objectives, and therefore they get inspired to go there, not just because we have an event, right? So I want to get a whole group of inspired, energetic people doing things for the right reasons and wanting to get to Orlando for their reasons. And that's what we've been able to accomplish. And in the last 2 weeks, I've had probably greater or equal or just significant response from all leaders in the U.S. as well as across the world, but at U.S. specifically, for expanding this concept for what it is. And the feeling that I talked about before is there. And, you know, you were talking about what's different. The feeling is different. The feeling is there. It's intangible. Everybody knows it. And we're just going to have an unbelievable, unprecedented event in Orlando in 1 year because of the direction everybody's going right now in the U.S. And that is contagious. Okay? And it's extremely contagious, and, you know, all I can say is my organization, and that's what I'm focusing on. I mean, my organization, it is expanding significantly right now, and I know that's happening in other organizations because I've talked to the leaders around the country, and it's exciting.
You know, Chris, you say, you use the words, we're committed to helping our people get to Orlando. Let's say you've got a new person coming on board, or somebody who's been on board for a while, and they're like, you know, now is my time. I've been playing this game too long and haven't been taking it seriously. How do you as a leader, we got a lot of leaders on the line right now, how do you as a leader help and assist these people to get to their dreams and to get to an event like a major convention in Orlando where there'll be several thousand of us? Not only being able to enjoy the camaraderie and to be able to network in that setting, but just really as a benchmark, how do you help them? I mean, I don't necessarily want the ABCs, but what do you do as a leader to assist them in achieving that?
Well, yesterday, this happened, but yesterday I met with back to back a brand new person, and then a person that's been involved 4 or 5 years. And I went through the same process, and that is I had them write down 5 things that they always wanted to do and hadn't been able to do yet, right? And then what we did is laid out a plan, a 90-day, 6-month, and 1-year plan, right, that basically ends next October, right? And we match up where they want to go, what they want to do, and what it would take and the number of people they would have to see in the first 90 days to set up going for where they want to go in a year. And the key is to identify that. Once you identify that, then you map it out and work it as a team together, each achieve more to get there. And I did the same thing for a new person. An old person doesn't really matter because it's really they're in the same position. If you're 4 or 5 years old, I say, you know, the past doesn't equal the present. So all I want to talk about is the present, where we want to go. It's an unbelievable industry and market, et cetera. And we actually lay out a plan to get there. Both left extremely excited, knew exactly where they wanted to go, and we're going to work with these people and help them achieve it. Now, I'll say this. When I lay out a program for a person, I don't lay out a program to try to see if we can make it. We either do it or we don't do it. So what I tell a person is whatever you want to accomplish, wherever you want to go, I want to do it in a frame mind that we're going to achieve it, and we're going to do whatever it takes in a team effort to get there.
Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about that, and I had this quote run through my head, and I'm like, where did I hear that quote? Well, it was from about 12 hours ago. I took my wife had a bridal shower she attended last night, so I took the girls to see what. Normally people think, it's just another cute Disney kids movie. Well, I'll tell you, if you want to go see a great inspirational movie that will charge you up, about what we live as wellness consultants, the 5 pillars of health, it's the movie called Game Plan. And he, you know, that it was clearly his mission statement. He says no. The guy never admits failure. He will not take no for an answer. It's always about figuring out a strategy and mapping it out and getting there. And I'm sure that's exactly what you did back in your days of stuff down on paper. You got to get some names down there and kind of draw out some legs and see what this thing's gonna, how it's gonna look when we really get to running with it. And so I you know, that's one of those incredible things that a lot of times we miss, that you know we can just run on excitement if we get out there and share our story, and that's true. And you could probably get yourself to silver utilizing that motivation, and we've seen it happen many times. But until you sit down to map out a big strategic effort, and I love what Dennis and Rose did last Saturday with putting together a simple, was it 5 or 6 page presentation of developing solid volume. And we're seeing that the people that are doing that, that are introducing right up front, you know, the concept of autoship and duplicating that, those are the ones that are continuing to get back. Chris, as we wind up, what would you, and I know that I joked about the concept of you spending a lot of time working internationally, and I love the fact that you said you go where it's hot, you go where the market is really expanding, and obviously right now, that's here in North America. Where do you see the opportunity as wellness consultants? I mean, what is it really going to take for us to take our message out there? Because we know everybody can benefit from these products. I mean, I love the way that Reed Nelson, he sat down with somebody. He'll say, look at this business, you know, it may not be your thing, but the bottom line, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your family to get on these products and to use these technologies for the rest of your life. I mean, he says, you know, that's a no-brainer. And we, although that may be strong and may be arrogant at times, we owe it to the people we know to get on these products. And if we don't, then we're obviously not sharing it passionately enough. But what would you say for wellness consultants today, and looking ahead, would be our greatest responsibility in introducing people to Neekin, to the business, to the product? Is there one thing that when you get up in the morning, now that you've actually received a great night's sleep as opposed to the past, the one thing that continually sparks you and spurs you forward as a leader today and to continue to share with other people?
Well, I believe this is the direction and where the market's heading. I mean, it's like this. If you knew, not thought, not wished, but if you knew you were involved with something that was potentially as big as a Microsoft, potentially as big as a Google, you know, if you knew it, and all you had to do is participate instead of watching it, right? Would you get up excited? If you just won a lottery yesterday, would you get up and say, oh, well, it's another day, or would you be getting up excited, right? When I get up, I'm excited when I get up, right? Because I know where we're heading. And what it takes, and we've heard this before, but it really is true, right? It takes a decision, this intention. What do you want to do with your life? Everybody has a choice. And sometimes we get involved with something and we say the right things, you know, we talk, but we're not matching the actions with the talking. And when you're not matching action with talking, you create a lot of stress, and that's why a lot of people get stressed out. All we have is a plan of what we're going to do to get where we want to go and have the intention to get there. Make the decision that you're going to do it. Now, if I was paying, let's say I had a brand new person, I said, look, what we're going to do is go talk to 100 people. And we've all heard that. We're going to go talk to 100 people. And a lot of people go, yeah, we need to do that. But, you know, I don't know anybody. And, you know, I don't know. And, of course, you get this fear factor coming in and everything. But if I threw in that every person you talk to over the next 30 days, I would throw in $1,000 cash bonus per person, whether they did anything or not. How many people do you think would talk to 100?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think the fear factor would come in?
No.
Do you think that, well, you know, things are happening around my life and everything? It's really a matter of decision and understanding that if we do the effort, the reward will be there. We have to program our mind to know that that's going to happen because it's worth more than $1,000 per person. Mm-hmm. You know, every person that's ever done that has had significant business success. And it's not just the business success that's the key. Where are we in wellness? I mean, we have children that's obese. We have diabetes that's rampant in children. ADD, we're putting kids on legal drugs. All these things we can help significantly if we want to educate people. not sell, but educate them on where we are and make that decision that we can may have an impact on the world because we really can. And get around positive people and make sure you're around positive people that can help support you. And so I have, I'm more excited than I've ever been, and I know where we're heading, and people can either watch or they can participate because it's going to be big. And it is already big.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you talk about that, the education factor, and I love that illustration that you just used about paying somebody $1,000 for a person to go out and talk to. And I think back to, you know, my parents started 15 years, just a year earlier than you did, and they talk to, you know, they still talk to people. Mom's in, they're still in Mexico enjoying the sunshine. Here we are 2 weeks later, and they're still there. And I understand why. And my daughter asked me last night, our oldest, she said, you know, Daddy, why aren't Grandma and Grandpa still in Mexico? I'm like, because it's raining and cold here, and it's warm and sunshine.
Because they can't be.
Exactly. And I think about, here's a couple who are in their mid-60s who are, you know, earning, you know, close to $50,000 a month. And it's, for them, it's not about so much the money. It's about the freedom. But it literally started, you know, to think back, okay, where they are they getting $1,000 for every person they talk to? Well, that and several times over. And it's because they can, because they're still doing it. And, you know, like I said, Mom's popping me these emails of all these people that they're bumping into who are from the Northwest, right here in our own backyard, but are down in Mexico vacationing, you know, utilizing a timeshare or whatever, but they just continually talk to people. So if people like yourself who are Royal Diamonds and like my folks who are Royal Diamonds, if we as leaders don't continue talking to people, then we're setting a poor example. And like you said, that if we're not doing what we're telling and asking our other people to do, well, it's all going to fall apart. So.
And it's just about, talking to people and being just this normal conversation. And I bought another Nikon, another Nikon card this week. And the sales manager that did this, we just started talking and he has the children. I said, well, you know, diabetes is real rampant, how many kids you have? And I said, you know, ADD and all that kind of stuff. And he said, yeah, my son has it really bad. And I said, well, you know, I told you that I was in related, you know, health field, and he says, well, yeah. So what do you do? I said, well, I help people that has problems like what your six-year-old has. And he's like, all over this. All right? And I mean, you know, I said, well, where you at? I said, yeah, what's like? I said, look, I just get back to you. I said, you know, no problem. Don't worry about it. And I changed the subject. You know, in just normal course of a day, everybody runs across people every day. Mm-hmm. But we just don't communicate with them just like they're just normal people. We mm-hmm. think we have to be salesperson and act like we're selling something. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. If we match a need, people will buy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's all we have to do. I mean, I had that same thought as I'm getting my hair cut yesterday. I'm looking at the gal's picture of her son, who is quite a bit overweight. I'd say this little boy who's seven is probably, you know, packing an extra 30, 40 pounds. And I thought, okay, let's ease in here and then see where it goes. And it was interesting to see how much her world focused around her son as a single mom. And I thought, well, we're going to have fun with this one. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for finally crossing over and gracing us with your presence. I know that.
Hey, come on, Vance. You know what? Stop that. Hey, you know, we have a great time where we are, Vance. You know that. And it's been a pleasure to be a part of your call. And anytime we can share information that might help someone, I'm more than willing to do that. And
I just give you a hard time. And I want to remind people, if you've got business-minded folks and you think what Chris has shared with his background of corporate America, if you think this would be beneficial to you, jump on growingandwellness.com. It'll be there in a few days. You can always order the CD. Brad even has an autoship program to get these on a regular basis. So utilize it. And if you're ever in the Houston area, you don't want to miss out on taking in Chris and his team, what they're doing down there, and they would be happy to entertain you with a wonderful wellness review to show you what they're doing. So again, Chris Gullo, thank you so much for sharing with us, and I want to wonderful weekend, and don't forget, next weekend we will have Kathy Zaire. Is it Zaire or Zaire?
Zaire.
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 Who is the infamous note taker of all the things. It's so great to get him out to us. She will be with us sharing her story from Denver, Colorado. So you guys have a fantastic weekend, and again, thank you, Chris. And I wish you the best as well in the warmy, sunshiny Houston, Texas. So,
thanks for the answer. Wish everybody well.
Okay. Talk to everybody later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.